USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Provisions included in a draft version of President Biden's social spending bill would violate his pledge that tax hikes will affect only those Americans earning $400,000 or more per year, according to an analysis released Thursday by the nonpartisan Tax Policy Center. Taking into account all major tax provisions, roughly 20% to 30% of middle-income households would pay more taxes in 2022, according to the Tax Policy Center. President Biden Wednesday from the Port of Baltimore in Maryland.
How many times if you don't live in an area where you have high speed internet you can afford, how many times you've driven your kids to the parking lot of McDonald's and sat there going off the McDonald's internet so you could hear?
A staggering 93% of American adults use the internet, according to Pew Research. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
The partisan January 6th Select Committee is not concerned with facts, the law, or executive privilege. It only seeks a narrative to distract from the failing Biden administration. That's according to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on Newsmax.
And yet it's been basically their way or the highway, and so they took a very aggressive move today, and sadly, I think what most Americans are seeing this is an attempt to really keep the focus on January 6th and not on their failing Biden administration policy.
President Joe Biden will sign a bipartisan infrastructure bill on Monday at a ceremony that will include members of Congress who helped write the legislation, the White House said on Wednesday. The House of Representatives passed the $1 trillion package of highway, broadband, and other infrastructure improvements last week. It was passed by the Senate in August. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Britney Spears is free from her conservatorship after a judge ruled in favor of termination Friday.
Success for the Free Britney movement, as Britney Spears is free of that conservatorship that has guided her life for the past 13 years. Judge's ruling yesterday that ended that court-ordered conservatorship that left her father in charge of her affairs. Britney Spears' lawyer telling reporters after the ruling came down that it was, of course, a very monumental day in the life of Britney Spears.
It's also a somber day for me, for Britney, and I think for a lot of us who have been following conservatorships and how they operate. This conservatorship was corrupted by James P. Spears.
In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A U.S. appeals court has rejected a challenge by President Joe Biden and his administration on Friday and reaffirmed its decision to put on hold Biden's order for companies with 100 workers or more to mandate COVID-19 vaccinations. The mandate is staggeringly overbroad, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans said in an opinion on Friday. The three-member panel of the court ordered OSHA to take no steps to implement or enforce the mandate until further court order. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.